In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Church presents to us this great image of the woman who was preparing herself to die. She had nothing and was ready to go. Elias was a man who trusted in God. He'd already been cared for many and many times prior to this. He had been fed by a raven, by the brook Cherith, who, this being a selfish bird, as you know, taking whatever is shiny unto itself. And God used, by means of that selfish bird, to show the generosity of God, that he is greater even than nature. Again, he shows it in a second way by showing not only is nature a selfish thing, but human nature is. And what is more to be selfish for than to preserve one's own life and that of one's own child? And so through this, he proves that there is still something greater, that there is greater faith. And what we draw from this is that those who put their trust in God and follow the word of God, even spoken through an imperfect prophet, gain greatly. This is something that we should take to our advantage when we go into confession, when we hear the word of God spoken to us by a priest. It matters not the quality of the priest. It matters not his individual holiness. What is the greater thing is that we put our trust in God through the priest. It is true that sometimes in confession, maybe the priest doesn't have the word of prophecy orchestrating through him, and he's using his own psychological understanding or his own learning, which is there, but none of those things matter. Remember that God likes to use imperfect vessels. That's why he made use of, for the sake of the prophet Elias, a selfish bird, the raven. And from that selfish bird, God used that one to care for this prophet of his. Again, he used a woman in the greatest of dire straits, who was preparing that very instant to have her last meal with her child and then give up the ghost. And God used such a tool not only to care for this man, but also to show her whereby she can have the greatest and most profound trust in God if she just does whatever in good spirit, in good faith, for the one who is called my God. And that proves for you and I the greatest of all lessons and the most difficult, that of holy obedience. If we put ourselves within the trust of God and do whatever it is that is asked for us in confession, not disparaging the things that are offered to us, say, oh, well, this is the same prayer that I may have been given time and time before, or maybe this priest is just giving the same thing to time and time again to person after person. That's all the advice that he's giving in for the day. That is not important. What is important is that we receive it as it truly must be, to trust that it is the word of God. And in doing so, God knows how to work through things, even through unworthy ministers. It's the same thing that is true that goes to humble the preacher as well. That whereas the preacher may preach one particular sermon, when he hears the comments on it afterwards, he quickly understands that he is not the one who is speaking often. Often, God wishes to do something new and different within the ears of the hearers, who come up with many different understandings of what may have gone on in him, many of which he knows he himself did not give. And so it is all to the glory of God who forms the word of God within the ears of the hearer, even if the preacher is not responsive to that very thing which the Lord has called. Ask our Lord, therefore, then, for a deeper understanding of what it is that he's calling, and a deeper trust even in his unworthy ministers, wherever they may be, that God's work may be accomplished in us. Because today is the feast of St. Gregory of Narek, an Armenian monk who was made doctor of the church sometime in the last 10 years. I believe it was in 2015, the year after my ordination, where he was named as a doctor of the church. I'll give you something about what he says that is necessary for us if we wish to be exalted by God. These are his words. St. Gregory of Narek says, "Give to us, O Lord, give us the peace of the evening, and save us from the snares of the enemy in the strength of your holy and victorious cross. O Lord of my salvation, I implore you day and night. May my prayers come unto you. Bend your ear unto my pleading. May there come to us, O Lord, a guardian sent by you to protect us always. Implant in us, O Lord, the power of your holy cross, which will always protect us. Make us worthy, O Lord, to spend this evening in peace and without temptation. Deign, O Lord, during this night to keep us in peace and truly without sin. Lord, you are God. You are with us now. Know this, O you nations, and be bewildered, for God is with us. In him we will hope, and he will be our salvation, because God is with us. And the people that dwelt in darkness, they see now a great light, for God is within us. And you who live in darkness and who live in the shadow of death, light too will shine upon you, because God is with us. And you who have been given a son, know that your worth, for God is with us. And all dominion and power shall be placed upon his shoulders, because God is with us. And in his name will be the messenger of the great mystery. Because that God is with us. And wonderful counselor he shall be, showing that God is with us. And God, the strong prince, you will rule to show that God is with us. You will be known as Prince of Peace, Father of the world to come. For always and forever, this God is with us. And as the doctor of the Church, Gregory of Narek, states for us, that the most important mystery of all is that whatever happens, if we recognize that in it and through it all, that this very God has made himself with us, then we know we need not fear any hunger or any starvation or any difficulty which may befall us, because God is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.